I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. Today we continue our study in a bird's eye view for me and you, books of the New Testament. Our study today takes us to the book of Revelation. This is number 27 in our studies. Now, if you'd like to have a transcript of this program that you're listening to today, you can go to our website, lrwm.org, lrwm.org, and you can download a transcript of this program or other programs of It's a Good Life. You can also email me on the website there, and I'll be glad to send you a transcript of this program free of charge that you're listening to today. If you would like every transcript of the Bird's Eye View for Me and You, the books of the New Testament, let me know that, and I'll send to you absolutely free of charge the transcripts that cover the entire New Testament as we've gone through it on this program, It's a Good Life. Let me say that we count it an honor and a privilege to be able to let you understand that Bible transcripts are the ones providing these transcripts for you and I. BibleTranscripts.com. We thank the Lord for that ministry, as God is using that ministry greatly to spread the Word of God. That's BibleTranscripts.com. Thank you so much for listening to God and letting Him lead you in supplying these transcripts for us on It's a Good Life. Well, today as we look into the book of Revelation, this is going to be study number one of a three-part series on the book of Revelation. Now, I know that the other books that we've gone through, we've covered those in one session. But this book, we want to separate it into three different sections. And at that, we are still not going to get an in-depth study. But my goal here, once again, is to give us an overview of what God has for us in this book of Revelation. Now, the author of the book is the Apostle John, and he wrote this while he was exiled on the island of Patmos. In Revelation chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, it says, "The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him, to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John." And it goes on to say, who bore record, or bare record, and this is John bearing record of the Word of God. In verse 19 of chapter 1, it says, "Write the things which thou hast seen, the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter." So the author, I believe, without a doubt, is the Apostle John, or was the Apostle John. The date of this writing was during the time of the sixth emperor of Rome. And you can go back and read the book of Daniel, and it talks about this. And it's probably written around A.D. 78. You can look in conjunction with this of Revelation 17, verses 1 through 18. The setting here is that it is written to Christians who were feeling defeated in the first century. It deals with their problems, and it gives them answers. Now, we need to know the history of that time as well as Old Testament, as the Old Testament, to understand the book at its best. And it is a book tied to Old Testament prophecy and figures. Once again, the key verses here, I believe, are Revelation chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, and actually chapters 4 and 5 are contain the key verses of the book of Revelation. Now, what about the purpose of the book? The purpose of the book, once again, is to present Jesus Christ. This is actually the revelation of Jesus Christ, not the revelation of John, but it is the revelation of Jesus Christ. It's the revelation by John of Jesus Christ, the revealing of letting us know about Jesus Christ. It's the unveiling of Jesus. First of all, he's unveiled as the King in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 5, chapter 5 verse 13, chapter 19 verse 11 through 16, first in Revelation 1:5 it says, "And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood." And then in Revelation chapter 5, and verse 13, it says, "And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever." And then, of course, you go ahead and read chapter 19, verse 11 through 16, and you'll see a reference to Jesus as the King. And then we also see that Jesus is unveiled or revealed as a lion, the victor. In Revelation chapter 5, verses 1 through 5, it says, "And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon." Listen very carefully now in verse 5. "And one of the elders saith unto me, Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah." And here's the word lion again here. "The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof." Jesus Christ is the victor. He's seen as the victor throughout the Word of God, and we see him as the victor in the book of Revelation. But notice also, we see him as a lamb. Revelation chapter 5, verses 6 through 14 talks about this. And we go back up, and it talks about him being a lion in verse 5 of chapter 5. But notice verse 6 of chapter 5. "And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and the four beasts, in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth." Jesus Christ is not only pictured as the victor, as the King, but he's also pictured as the Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. The Bible tells us he is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He was worthy enough to open the book because he gave his life that you and I could have life. Then we go on and read Revelation, and we find out that Christ gives messages to seven churches here. John's vision contains instruction for these seven churches found in Asia Minor at that time. And I believe that he's writing to us today. We look at this, and we need to remember that God's Word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And it was not only written for the admonition of those people living back during the time that it was penned down, that the words were penned down, but it's written for our admonition today as well. And we need to take it to heart and understand that he's giving us guidance. He's giving us instruction as to how to live, as to how to proclaim his word. We see the first church at Ephesus here that he's writing to. The Bible tells us there that they were to remember, they were to repent, and they were to do. Repent, they were to remember from whence, the source from where fallen. They had fallen from following the Lord Jesus Christ. That doesn't mean that they were lost. Simply means that they had turned their back on our Lord. He says, repent, turn about with the attitude of going in a different direction, with true sorrow for neglecting to do what is known to be right. Revelation 2:5 talks about that. And then do the first works. Revelation 2:5. The first works, the greatest commandment, is to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. We are to love the Lord. And as we get our lives in line, and as we remember to love the Lord with all of our heart, these things will fall into place. The second church that's mentioned is Smyrna. Be faithful, he says. The third church, Pergamos. Repent. Revelation 2:16 talks about that. And then the fourth church, Thyatira. Revelation 2:18 through 25. Hold fast, he says. Revelation 2:25-18 through 25 talks about that. And Thyatira was a city about 40 miles east of Pergamos. Lydia, whom Paul met at Philippi, was from Thyatira. the letter to Thyatira is the central and longest of the seven epistles that we read of. And then the fifth church is Sardis in Revelation 3 verses 1 through 6. Imperfect works is talked about here. And imperfect works is a sign of a dead church. We need to live for the Lord and understand that He gives life. And we are to continue on with our work as a lively group, as people who proclaim Jesus Christ as Savior of the world, one who can take us all the way, when we need to understand that God is the author and finisher, and He is the one who's going to take us to heaven. The sixth church is Philadelphia, the faithful church. Revelation 3:10 talks about that. And this church has a little strength and has kept His word and has not denied His name. Revelation 3:8. And then the seventh church, Laodicea, was a lukewarm church, and it made God sick at His stomach, and it's a shame. And we see many of those churches around today. They're just lukewarm. They're really not serving God. Well, in chapter 4 and verse 1, we see the church taken out. The rapture of the church takes place, and it says in verse 1, "After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter." The open door is seen in chapter 3 and verse 8. No one can prevent or stop the rapture according to verse 8 of chapter 3. And it's the Lord Himself who is in charge. 1 Thessalonians 4 verses 16 through 17 talks about that. Well, let's look at a few of the lessons that we can learn from this section of the book of Revelation that we've looked at today. The revelation of Jesus Christ. Christ is seen as King. He's seen as the victor. He's seen as the Lamb. Christ gives a message to the seven churches in Revelation chapter 2 and verses 1 through chapter 3, verse 22. "Those who overcome will eat of the tree of life," He says. "The second death will not hurt those who overcome." Overcoming means that you've trusted Jesus as your Savior. And then we see that those who overcome will eat of the hidden manna. And then we also see those who overcome and keep God's work until the end will have power over the nations. On and on, the Lord tells us about overcoming. Those who overcome will be clothed in white raiment. Those who overcome will be pillars in the temple of God. To those who overcome, it will be granted to them to sit with Christ in His throne. Revelation chapter 3, verses 21 and 22. The rapture of the church will take place according to Revelation chapter 3, verse 8, Revelation chapter 4, and verse 1. Do you know Him as your Savior today? Have you trusted Him? If not, ask Him to come into your heart right now. "Lord, come into my heart. I receive You as my Lord and Savior. Save me right now." And God says that He will save you because you've called upon the name of His Son. If you do know Him as your Savior, serve Him. Live for Him. Tell others about the saving grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Until the next time when you hear me say, "It's a good life," may the Lord bless you richly, is my prayer.